It is certainly inyan d'yoma to discuss mitzvos and minhagim that are relevant to the importance of remembering the Chorban HaBayis, which is something that I would say that we are certainly lacking in our generation. We obviously hope and pray that we don't need to remember the Chorban HaBayis anymore and that Mashiach should come. But as long as we're in this situation, it's certainly incumbent upon us, based on the Gemara of Abbasra and Daf Samech, Daf Samech Vav, the mitzvah of Imesh Kachech Yushalayim, to forget Yushalayim, Tishkach Yimini. And therefore, Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, instituted many things that we do in order to make sure that we are constantly aware of remembering the Chorban HaBayis and what we are missing out on. And there's a minhag that we are familiar with, and we practice. Everyone practices at least one half of this minhag. I'll have to discuss why we don't practice the other half of the minhag. But that is to say Al Naros Bavel and to say Shir Hamalos before eating. And we'll explain, like to explain why tonight and all the halachos and the minhagim pertaining to it. And I can't say I'm going to make a push that one should or should not say it, but certainly something to think about and something to be more sensitive to, and at least and most importantly, to understand the whys and the why not of why we do things in Judaism. So let's begin with the comment of the Zohar HaKadosh, which you don't have on your page, because it's in Aramaic, and it's not worth it. We'll just go through very quickly. The Zohar HaKadosh writes, in Parshas Truma, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that someone who is enjoying food at their table, and it's quoted actually here in the Shla, so we'll look at the Shla inside, and we'll quote from the Zohar here. He says, Ma'an D'Issayin Al Pesura U'mis Anig B'inun Mechlen, a person who's eating by his table, and they're getting pleasure from food. Islehu D'Adkari D'Agal Kedusha D'Ara D'Kadisha, it is incumbent upon him to remember and to be bothered and to be worried about the Kedusha, or the lack of Kedusha, in Eretz Yisrael. V'ad Hecha D'Malka D'Kasrav, and also over the Beis HaMikdash of HaKadosh Baruch that has been destroyed. U'begin hava Siva Dihu Kaisatsev Apasure Bahu Chadva Meshtai Dhamma. And through displaying sadness over the Chorban HaBayis at this moment in time, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if this person has rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Kushabrichu Hu Chashiv Alai Ki'ilu Bana Beisei. A person who shows being bothered and being upset over the Chorban HaBayis while in the process of eating food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will view it as if he has rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Not a small thing. Ubana kol inun charvei debei mikdashah zakei chukei, and we'll have a portion of it. Abkan dvarav hazohar says the Shla HaKadosh. And this is a Shla that's brought in the Shara Osios, Os Kuf Kedusha Sachila, Os Kuf Ayin. Says the Shla, Al kei noagin lomar mizmor al naros bavel. And therefore, the minhag has already existed. The Shla is not saying, I'm instituting this minhag. It was already a minhag in the days of the Shla to say Al Naros Bavel, Kodim Birchas HaMazon, before one benches. Beprat ki Ashulchan b'makam Mizbech, especially since the Shulchan is in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Ava Bavan Oseinu HaRavim lo Yesh HaMizbech, so we don't have the Mizbech itself. Yizkor Oy Lebanim Shigolim Al Shulchan Aviyam. The Gemara Brachos HaGimel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mourns every single evening about his children who were sent away from the table of their father, which is a reference to the Mizbech. Kadosh Baruch Hu mourns that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. V'galo shalchem mikoach v'nachas shagama, kamo shakasu b'zohar ika, v'iva ishis rosh yitevos, he brings a whole gematria here, al pi Kabbalah, but this is what the Shla says, that since we were sent, me'al shulchan, from the shulchan of Kadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, at our tables, which represent the Mizbeach, we also invoke the destruction of the Chorban HaBayis. And this, and then he says, and the last line, "Ubishambas ubiyamim tovim, omrim mizmor b'shuv Hashem es shivasi." And the mizmor of Shir HaMalos is set in place on Shabbos and Yontif. And he's very clear about what he says: Shabbos and Yontif. This will be expanded upon and will be broadened in a couple of centuries. But this is what the Shla says: Shabbos and Yontif, we say Shir HaMalos during the week. The meaning is to say Al Naros Bavel. This is cited by the Magen Avraham, and this is where it became popular from the Magen Avraham in Sif Aleph and Sif Katan Hay. A very interesting place. In the first siman in Shulchan Aruch, you have to understand why it's here, in this place in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Magen Avraham, Kasav Shlosha B'chol Suda Yomar Al Naros Bavel, U'b'Shabbos Yomar Mizmor B'Shuv Hashem Hashivat Zion, V'gom V'achar Kavanas Halev, Hein HaDvarim. But the most important thing, says the Magen Avraham, is your Kavana. Well, it's nice to say Al Naros Bavel. It's nice to say Shir HaMalos to a cute tune. But what's your Kavana when you say it? What are you thinking about? Why are you saying it? That's the main parts of it. We'll see a comment at the end from Yisod Rishon Shavod regarding the importance of the Kavanah when it comes to this thing. This is cited by the Mishnah Berurah as well, and Sif Katan Yud Aleph in the first segment of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah expands this to all days on which you do not say Tachnun. We'll have to discuss that as well. What do we consider all days in which you don't say Tachnun, in which you would flip on our Spavel for Shir HaMalas? The Magen Avraham, as we noted, is going on a siman in the first part of the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Aleph, Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says there that every year of Shemayim should be pained over the Chorban HaBayis. If a person is a good Jew, he should be pained every single day over the Chorban HaBayis. However, in the previous Sif, in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that one should also get up in the middle of the night to mourn the Chorban HaBayis. This is what we call Tikkun Chatzos, that the Mekubalim and those who are great Yirei Shemayim wake up in the evening, in the middle of the night, to recite Prakim of Tehillim and to recite different chapters from the Zohar in order to mourn the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Just like the Gemara in Brachos tells us that Hashem also cries out Kaviyachol at night to mourn the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, we mimic it as well in the evening. And this is the Kashra on the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch brings two Sipat Seifim, like two separate halachos. But both halachos are from the same line of the Rush in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. The Rush writes, a person with Yirat Shemayim should mourn the Chorban HaBayis, and then he says, you should wake up in the middle of the night. Why did the Shulchan Aruch break it up into two? Why did he bifurcate these halachos into two separate areas? To mourn the Beis HaMikdash, and also to wake up in the middle of the night. It should have been one halacha together. It was the Shulchan Aruch source. It was one place. Why did he split it into two? So this is a question of the Makor Chayim, the Chavos Yair's Perush on the Shulchan Aruch. So he answers that in our generation, we are too weak to wake up in the middle of the night. And he's talking like 300 years ago. He says we are too weak to wake up in the middle of the night and to sit on the floor and to say Tehillim. He says, we can't handle this anymore. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch had to split it into two. This thing of waking up in the middle of the night and to recite Tehillim to the Beis HaMikdash, that's for great Yirei Shemayim. But there's another halacha for everyone, and that is to be concerned and to be upset over the Chorban HaBayis. That's something that every Jew can do. And you don't have to be such a great tzaddik. You don't have to have such personal strength to do this. This is something that's relevant to everyone. And therefore, that's why the Magen Avraham brings this over here in Shulchan Aruch and not in the halachos pertaining to the Suda, which is in Kuf Ayin Tes, Kuf Pei, Kuf Pei Aleph, later on in Shulchan Aruch. Because just like the Aruch HaShulchan does, the Aruch HaShulchan repeats it here and then later on. The answer is that those things are halachos that everyone has to do. Whereas saying Al Naros Bavel is a minhag. The halachos by Suda, everyone has to do them. You have to cut the bread this way, and you have to make the bracha this way. That's for everyone. But saying Al Naros Bavel to mourn the Chorban HaBayis is a minhag, which is a nice thing to do for someone with Yirat Shemayim. And therefore he brings it over here in the beginning where it talks about the Chorban HaBayis, because it's a nice thing to do. You don't have to say Al Naros Bavel. You don't have to say Shir HaMalas, but it's a good thing to do. And therefore, it's over here. That's why he says, Roy L'kol Yirei Shemayim. Everyone with Yirei Shemayim should take upon themselves such a minhag. So this is reason number one for why we say Al Naros Bavel, to remember the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Samach Amabez, says that after the Chorban HaBayis, there were Perushim, there were very holy people who wanted to stop eating certain foods because it reminded them of what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a conversation between these people and Rabbi Yehuda that went as follows. He asked them, why are you not eating meat and wine anymore? And they said, how can we eat it? This went on the Mizbeach. Meat, wine were brought on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yeshua said, but maybe we shouldn't eat bread anymore, because they offered menachos, they offered bread offerings of wheat and flour on the Mizbeach as well. So no one should have bread anymore. So they said, okay, no more bread. Okay, we're going to cut out the bread, Atkins diet, and everything's going to be great, no more bread. So he said, what about peros? What you're going to have? What about fruit? And they said, well, okay, we'll have fruit. But what about the bikurim? The shivas haminim were bought for bikurim. So we're going to cut out fruit that are brought as well to the Beis HaMikdash. They said, okay, no fruit. We're going to subsist on everything else besides bread, water, meat, wine, and fruit. So then he went on to say, what about water? They offered the Nisach HaMayim, right? On Sukkot, they would pour water libations on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, on the Beis HaMikdash. So that means no water anymore as well. So he said, okay, that's a little bit much. We can't cut out water. So what are we supposed to do? So Rabbi Yeshua said, yes, you need to mourn for the Beis HaMikdash, but you also have to be normal as well. You have to be a normal human being. And therefore, you have to be reasonable. And they invoke the famous line, She'ein gozin gzeira al hatzibor, al imkein rov tzibor yechol na'amod ba. You don't make a rule for the congregation unless they can handle it. You can't handle not eating meat, wine, fruit, bread, and water for the rest of our lives. It's not normal. And therefore, it stayed intact. So based on this Gemara, the Likutei Mariach, in Chelek Aleph, Amud Kuf Yud Gimel, the famous book that compiles a lot of the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, he writes that this is why we say Al Naros Bavel before the meal. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua is right. We need to be normal. But, and we're going to have our food, and we need to also remember the Beis HaMikdash at the same time. Saying Al Naros Bavel and saying Shema Alos is like a compromise. We're going to have food, but when we eat food, we're going to be normal and at the same time remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is, again, a continuation of reason number one. There is a second reason for why we say Al Naros Bavel, and that is based on a Mishnah Perek Yavos in Perek Gimel. There the Mishnah says, whoever eats at a table and doesn't learn Divrei Torah, it's as if they've eaten at Zivchei Mason, right? They've eaten at the table of idolaters. It's very, very bad. You can't go through a meal without saying one word of Divrei Torah. You have to say some Divrei Torah at that time. So the Bar Tanura there writes there in the Mishnah that what it means is Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, that contains Psukim. So if a person benches, so you have no problem. You fulfilled the directive of the Mishnah. You've said Divrei Torah. Everything was great. Everyone says a Bracha Achron. Everyone said benches. So everyone here is good. The Tosafot sent up asking the Bar Tanura, wait, what do you mean it's benching? That means the Mishnah is coming to praise us for doing what you have to do already. You have to bench. What does that mean? You have to bench after you eat. So the Mishnah is saying, whoever doesn't say Divrei Torah / bench in a meal, it's as if they eat at the table of an idolater. No, the Mishnah should have said, you're not Mekayim a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of benching after you eat. The two, one is a chiyuv and one is something extra to say Divrei Torah. Because the Bar Tanura doesn't make any sense. So Rav Yaakov Emden responds to the Tosafot Yontif as follows. He says, the Mishnah is talking about a group of people where one person was benching for everybody else. The two people were just listening. Shomea Ka'ona, they were simply listening to the person who's being motzi them, and they were following along. So says Rav Yaakov Emden, the person who was benching and being most of the other people, so he was benching and reciting Divrei Torah. But the other people who were just listening don't get the reward for saying Divrei Torah, because they were only listening. And he writes a chiddush that I don't really understand. He says, because you don't get reward for a midas chasidus, for being very from, by doing it passively through Shomea Ka'ona. If you want to do something that's a midas chasidus, you need to do it actively. You don't simply do it by listening. I don't understand what that means, nor do a lot of the Achronim, right? The Chida writes in his Pesach Einayim, why not? If I listen to you say, everyone here is listening to a Shir, what, so you don't get a reward for Talmud Torah because you're not saying the words along with me? No, of course not. You listen to the Shir, you get Schar for Talmud Torah, everyone's a winner. That's the question of the Chida. The Magen Avraham and Kuf Ein cites the Shla, who says that benching is not enough to fulfill this directive of the Mishnah, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays we fulfill this Mishnah by reciting Al Naharos Bavel and Shir Hamalos before we bench. When you say Shir Hamalos at the Shabbos table, even though you might have had no Divrei Torah at all, this is your saving grace. You've had a suit of Divrei Torah because everyone there has recited Shir Hamalos, and even if your Shabbos table was about everything besides Talmud Torah, if there was such a thing, so you would still be saved by saying Shir Hamalos or Al Naros Bavel during the week. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes.
Does anybody focus that it's at the end of the meal instead of during the meal?
So who talks about whether it's in the middle, the Seder Hayom, one of the early Achronim writes that it has to be in the middle of the meal because it should be Besoch HaSuda. But the Minhag does not seem to be that way. The Minhag is to say it before we bench, and that's what we do. Let's discuss for a moment those people who don't say Al Naros Bavel. What is going on with them, which seems to be most of the population. So I want to read from you a tshuva from the Ber Moshe, the Devar Tzina Rav, in Chelek Ches Simen Samach Aleph. tells a very interesting story. He says, "V'kanani Omer, umodia b'rabim b'yosi bachur tzor liyamin tamid amarti al naros bavel." When I was a young bachur, says the Devar Sina Rav, I said al naros bavel. I was very firm. V'fnei birchas amazon b'yamim sha'omrim tachlim v'chiber sichku mimeni. On the days when you said tachlim, I said al naros bavel. And my friends, the bachurim in yeshiva, they would laugh at me. They said, "I'm so silly. You're a crazy minhagim, you think you're so frum," and they used to laugh at him when he was a bachur. And I stopped saying it, and many years passed. And something happened in my life, for whatever reason, I decided to say al naros bavel again. Every day, in and out. I says, I want to tell you people, Shema'az hischalti lahargish his oris gadol b'chol ramach ayvare b'shisa gidei. He says, I need to tell you something. When I started saying al naros bavel again, I had such ruchnius in my body, in my limb. It was so inspiring and so moving. I need to share it with someone. V'hagam shenir kagos v'yura. And you'll think, the Debre Tzin Rav is such a bad guy. He's telling me how spiritually motivated he was. He's so firm. He said, al naros bavel. He says, I'm not telling you this to show you how firm I am. Yodeh shalol the ghost for you, rakasanti. It's not because for my own benefit. Ani bazes nafshi hitzalti, ela kedei l'taken es asher hisachti v'hafsedi adata. I want to let you know what I was missing out on for all of my years. V'ulai achirim yilmedu v'yaschil lomar zeh, and maybe my story will inspire others to be motivated to say al naros bavel as well. U'batuach ani she'alfei todos yachziku li. And I'm so thankful. Al sheid atalo amru al naros bavel yata eschil omer al naros bavel biglal elu dvarim shechasavti. So thankful I started saying it. It was so inspiring and so moving to me. So we see that even when the Debre Tzin Rav was a young bachur, the minag in his yeshiva was not to say al naros bavel. There was such an idea. The Keser Rosh is a compilation of different ideas brought in the name of Rav Chaim of Elazhin, quoting the Vilna Gaon. So the Keser Rosh in Os Tzadi Dalad says that Rav Chaim said in the name of the Gra that the Gra didn't say Shir Hamalos before benching. This was the sheet of the Gra. He doesn't explain why, but in the Orchos Rabbeinu of the Stipe in the Chelik Aleph, he says that the Gra felt that saying Shir Hamalos on Shabbos was too much of a mentioning of the Chorban and Avelos on Shabbos. It was too much. Even though it's a beautiful piece of poetry, it's too much, said the Gra, even to do that on Shabbos. This is the explanation of the Sifler. Rav Nevensol is quoted in the Sefer Yerushalayim b'Mo'adeha on the Bein HaMitzarim. He says, the reason we say Al Naros Bavel is to recite Divrei Torah and to remember Yerushalayim. And he says, therefore, if you say Divrei Torah during the meal, you don't have to say Al Naros Bavel. And therefore, it could be that people say Divrei Torah and just fell out of use to say Al Naros Bavel as well. There's a kovetz put out by the Machon Avas Shalom, which is a big publishing house in Eretz Yisrael. So they have a kovetz called the Aliba de Hilchasa. So in Aliba de Hilchasa, Lamed Aleph 31, so they have letters from the students of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and the students said that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach said Al Naros Bavel. And they realized after it was printed that was a very weird thing to write. That's like, okay, that's what it says in all of the halachas farim. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach said Al Naros Bavel. What's the big chiddush? So in Kovetz Lamed Beis, in 32, they sent out a retraction. There was a typo. What it meant to say is that Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't say Al Naros Bavel. That was the chiddush. And he didn't say it, and it was corrected later on. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well did not say Al Naros Bavel. And the Kuntres Tomar Devora, at the end of the Minhagei Baal Chassam Sofer HaChadash, it records that the Chassam Sofer did not say Al Naros Bavel or Shir Hamalos. So we have Gedolei HaPoskim, Gedolei HaDor, who didn't say it for whatever reason. There are so many different Minhagim. The Sephardim don't say Al Naros Bavel, and the Munkach Rav used to say Shir Hamalos every day, not just on days when he didn't say Tachlin or Shabbos or Yontif. The Makor Chaim says you only say Al Naros Bavel during the 3 weeks. This is a different Siddurim, bring different Parakim of Tehillim. Teimanim say different things. So there's so many different Minhagim, it's hard to call this something that is set in stone. Okay? What's with the extra psukim at the end of Shir HaMalos, right? Everyone here knows that we like to sing Tilas Hashem Yada Berpi. So what's with that? Where did that come from? All types of rumors that it was added because Shir HaMalos was too Zionistic, and they added Tilas Hashem afterwards to take away from the whole thing about Eretz Yisrael. That's not true. The answer is as follows. The Arizal is quoted in the name of, in by Reb Chaim Vital in the Pri Eitz Chaim, in the Shar by Shavas and Perek Chaf Dalid, as saying that he didn't say on Rosh Bavel. He had different psukim he used to say before benching. And the psukim he used to say was, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi V'Racha V'Sar Shem Gad Shalom B'Wed. All this psukim we add at the end of Shir HaMalos. And seemingly what happened was that over time, the people followed the Arizal, and there was the Shlach, and in some of the printing of the Siddurim and the Benchers, they kind of like mishmashed everything together. So they had Shir HaMalos, and they had Tilas Hashem, but there's no connection between the two. It just kind of got printed together, and therefore people started saying it. Is there anything wrong saying Tilas Hashem? No, it's more psukim. Does it mean that someone should start saying it? No, there's no reason to start saying it. There's no inyan to say it. The inyan is to say Shir HaMalos. This is how we pass it. We don't pass them like the Arizal. And therefore, the person does what, if they were saying Tilas Hashem beforehand, so keep on saying it. If you want to stop saying it, great. It doesn't really matter. It's more psukim, it's less psukim. It doesn't make a difference. There's no great chachmah or wisdom behind both of them coming together. I was looking through a bunch of benchers today. It seems that it's falling out of fashion to put it into the benchers. A bunch of benchers from recently published simchas that I was at, it's not there anymore. So it could be in a few generations, we'll forget all about it, and it won't be an issue at all.
I think most people don't say it anyway.
What?
Most people don't say it.
I don't know. Is that true? Is that
That's
a poll?
That's the way I feel.
I don't know.
I've said it.
Yes,
not in here, not in the OU.
Not in here? Not in the OU. Okay, whatever the OU says, go. So,
you don't say it.
No.
Okay, let's discuss now days when Shir HaMalos is said instead of Tachlis. What are the rules? Sometimes there's a little bit of confusion, right? You're at a chasna, you're at a bris, you're at a pidgin or ben, it's erev this, it's motzei this. So what are the rules when it comes to saying Shir HaMalos? The Prima Gadim writes in Aleph Hey, there by the Magen Avraham, that when Tachlin is not said, you should replace Al Naros Bavel with Shir HaMalos, and this is brought by the Mishnah Berurah. And this creates a nafkamina, I think, by Tishrei, or Nisan. During Nisan, we don't say Tachlin. Does that mean all of Nisan, you say Shir HaMalos during the week? I don't think so. I'm not convinced that's the case. But I could make an argument for the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Because the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is a din of a yantif. It's not just that it's a time of simcha, it has the status of a little bit of a yantif. And it could be that maybe there's a greater argument to say Shir HaMalos, but I have a feeling that's not the minhag, and people would say Al Naros Bavel in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot anyway. The Prima Gadim in Reish Samech Zayin by Hilchos Shabbos says that an Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, you should not say Al Naros Bavel, you should say Shir HaMalos. Why? Because after Chatzos of Erev Shabbos, you wouldn't say Tachnum. Right? This corresponds to the halachas of Avelus. Right? We know that after Chatzos, after Mincha, the Gemara Moikatan says the Minhagim of Avelus ends. Now, there's machlokas whether Mincha means Mincha Katana or Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola would be the earliest Mincha, Mincha Katana would be the latest Mincha. The halach is, by Avelim, we wait until Mincha Katana. We don't tell the Avelim to get up after Chatzos. The Avelim get up with just enough time before Shabbos to get ready. This is what the Gra writes there as well, that everything is learnt out from this Gemara and Moikatan Daf Chav Zayin. So it would seem to be that after Chatzos, since technically it's not a time to say Tachan anymore, you would say Shir HaMalos Lefi the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in Reish Sadi Beis says that after Mincha and Erev Rosh Chodesh as well, you should say Shir HaMalos. That's important. So if you're eating lunch on Erev Rosh Chodesh and it's after Chatzos, so you should have to say Shir HaMalos as well, because that's a time that you wouldn't say Tachanun. This is cited by Rabbi Kiva Eger there in the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch as well. Erev Yom Kippur is also a time where we don't say Tachanun. So Rashi in Ksuvas Daf Hei, and also there's a Rashi in the Darm as well. It's not really Rashi, it's the Mefarish in the Darm, Daf Samach Gimel. So there seems to be a steer regarding whether the night before Yom Kippur is a time where there's a mitzvah to eat or not. And this would be a nachkamina to whether there's a din of a yantif-like atmosphere to Erev Yom Kippur even on the night before. And that would be a nachkamina to whether you would say Shir HaMalos on the night before Yom Kippur. The Mateh Ephraim writes in Tafre Shir Tes, and also the Alpha Mateh saying that if the Suda HaMafsekes on Erev Yom Kippur, we say Shir HaMalos, we don't say Al Naros Bavel, certainly. There's a sefer called Das Nota, which is a collection of questions asked to Chaim Knievsky by his son. I'm generally not a fan of the Sfar in which they ask Reb Chaim Knievsky questions. They're a little ridiculous. But in this case, it's also a little ridiculous. But at least it's his son, so I guess there's a little more gravitas to what's going on here. So in the first few questions in the Sefer, so you want to discuss issues of Shir HaMalos and Aharon HaRos Bavel. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky says that if a person needs to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av, if a person needs to eat on Tisha B'Av, so you should say Aharon HaRos Bavel, even though on Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tachlin, right? Kara Lai Moed, Tisha B'Av is a din of a Moed, of a holiday, so to speak, and technically it's a day you wouldn't say Tachlin. And therefore, maybe you should say Shir HaMalos, says Rav Chaim Kanevsky, no, you would say Aharon HaRos Bavel, because you can't. If part of the saying the prakim beforehand is because of having Talmud Torah by the meal, Shir HaMalos is one of the things that are usher to learn on Tisha B'Av. But Al Naros Bavel, you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, you should say Al Naros Bavel, not Shir HaMalos. This is based on a Masech HaSofrim. The Masech HaSofrim says that one of the things that they used to recite as part of the kinos on Tisha B'Av was Al Naros Bavel. Okay? There's a stira regarding Malav HaMalka. I'm just bringing this stira in order to show you how sometimes silly these svarim are when they ask Rechaim Kanevsky questions. In the Shelas Rav Chelik Beis, in Perachav Zayin Yud Tes, so Rechaim Kanevsky is quoted as saying that on Motzei Shabbos, you should recite Al Naros Bavel by Malav HaMalka. But in the Das Nota, the sefer we just quoted from before, it says that right after Shabbos, you should say Shir HaMalos, but if you wait a while, you should say Al Naros Bavel. So I don't know how that happened. They asked him the same question. I don't know how he came up with two different answers. So we have a stira here regarding Malav HaMalka. There's a nachkamina by the Arizal. The Arizal wouldn't say vidu on Motzei Shabbos because there's a dinner until Chatzos. It's like a little bit of Shabbos continuing afterwards. And therefore, we have a bit of a machlokas here regarding Malav HaMalka. Let's get to the issues of a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay? So the Chatzos HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Noah writes in the Bari HaShulchan, in Perek Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, that he doesn't know what to do by a Sudas Mitzvah. A Chasin, a Brismil, a Pidgin, a Ben, a Siyam, would you say Shir HaMalos there? So he says, I don't know what to do. However, in the Afike Maginim, there in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, and also in the Hesoros Tshuva, the grandson, the great-grandson of the Chassam Sofer, writes in Siman Peches, that by a Sudas Mitzvah, you say Shir HaMalos across the board, no discussions, no questions asked by every Sudas Mitzvah, you say Shir HaMalos. And therefore, it seems to be the Minhag and the Halacha, that by any Sudas Mitzvah, if it's a Siyam, if it's a Pejna Ben, a Bris Mila, a Chasana, Shavu Brachas, you say Shir HaMalos. However, the Dayan of Frankfurt writes in Yosef Omen Simon Kufman Dalid, that it has to be a Ketushas Hayom. I don't think we pass from this way. And the Halacha is that we say by any Sudas Mitzvah. The question now is just one last thing about Mayim Achronim. Do you say Shir HaMalos or Al Naros Bavel before or after Mayim Achronim? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Kufay and Tes that you cannot do anything between Mayim Achronim and benching. Zero. Nothing. And in Kuf Payalf, in Sif Katz and Chaf Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't even say Divrei Torah between Mayim Achronim and benching. That's how careful. The Gemara in Bracha says it needs to be Tekef. Tekef immediately after Mayim Achronim, so you need to bench. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Kuf Pe'al of Tes that the Mayim Achronim should be done after Al Naros Bavel or after Shir HaMalos, not beforehand. And I just want to bring you, this is a great story, okay? This is from the Shar HaMitzvos of Rechaim Vital, in the name of the Arizal, on Parshas Akev. Look at this story. He says, Vihine, Ein lahafsiklal be'mayim achronim lebirchas hamazon. You shouldn't make any separation at all between Mayim Achronim and benching. Upam echas hayisti lefnei Morizal. I was once with the Arizal. Ubal lefanai adam echad. And there was a person who came. Va'amar li kol ze li shani yamim. All these days, shira lo ke'ev chazak lefeifav. He has terrible shoulder pain. He threw out his arm or something. I can't. It's terrible. V'nistakel bo Morizal v'amar. And the Arizal looked at him with his penetrating eyes. Kiva lo ke'ev ze mipnei shehefsek be'mayim achron lebirchas hamazon. Your shoulder hurts because you had a hefsek between Mayim Achronim and benching. B'kriyas ha-perek mishnayos, because you would learn mishnayos in between. Said the Arizal, you knew this just by looking at him. V'avral ma'asha kasar v'azal, you vayil with the Gemara and Brachos Daf Mambei, says, tekef l'netila bracha, t'haynu netilas Mayim Achronim, no breaks. L'chein tekef nehafach l'kateif. You violated the word tekef immediately. You rearrange the words takef. It's katef. It's shoulders. You violated what the Gemara said, and therefore the Gemara is punishing you. The Hirgash Bokeev. V'lechein sarach lezar, shalahasik beimai machron, need to be careful, afilu b'devei Torah. And that's what happened. The guy stopped talking between Mayim Achronim and benching, and all of his shoulder problems went away. problem solved. I just want to end with the words here of the Yesod V'Shar Shavodah in Perek Zion, in Shar Zion, Perek Vav. He says, "L'chein nagu lo marvachol kodem berchas amazun." We say alan arsvav on Shabbos, and we say shir hamalas. Achazeh tuchlu se'es bina. You need to understand with your mind. Shebevaday ein adam yotzei chavasa bePesach. It's not just saying shir hamalas, or someone's very careful saying alan arsvav. Va'omer mizmor befiv ubisvasa v'libo balimo. And your heart's not being there. Acha ikir sheyachnis belibo uvmachshavato tsar hachorban. When you say shir hamalas, when you say al naros bavo, there needs to be a pain over the chorban habayis. V'yikros segur libo mehatsar gadol, and your heart should be torn from the pain v'hadagav habedol shachorban mesamigdash beisamiras hamizmor. When you say this mizmor v'day bazeb, and that should be sufficient. It should be with Birchas Hashem and Nechama, that we should see the building of the Beis HaMikdash, hopefully before Tisha B'Av this year, from Herev Yamenu. Amen. Amen.